I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
He reads the news and he cures your tailgate blues. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Luke Bryan and Willie Geist now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home from the Hamptons. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest who sings Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye and a familiar face from today. My first guest is one of country music's top performers, and I'm not just talking about the famous Booty Shake. His album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, is out now. It is Luke Bryan. Hey, Luke.
What's up,
baby? Great to see you, man. I'm so happy you're here. And if Luke dodges any shady questions about the music industry, luckily my next guest is a journalist here for Backup. He's the host of Sunday Today with Willie Geist on NBC. It's my man, Willie Geist. Great to see you, Willie.
Andy, good to see you. You've been so good about the Sunday Today mug. I got me my Andy Cohen drink going right here. So
nice. Oh, I love you. Hey, where are you, fellas? Luke, where are you joining us from right now?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and been straight from my house here, and been quarantining. Started quarantine down at the beach, then we relocated in Nashville, and then we just kind of took some. Been taking a few trips to the outdoors with my boys, checking some bucket list stuff off. But back in Nashville now.
That's awesome. And Willie, are you in Jersey or New York?
No, I'm in New York, about an hour outside New York City, making TV every morning out in the garage. Luke thinks I'm awesome. In a shower in Las Vegas based on my backdrop, but it's my house, I assure you.
I love it. That does look like a Las Vegas shower. Willie, since you're such a big Luke fan, I thought I might fan the flames of your kindling friendship with a round of the BFF test. I basically just want to see how much stuff you dudes have in common. I'm going to ask you both questions and count down. 3, 2, 1. You answer at the same time when I say one, okay? We're going to see how your answers compare. Would you guys rather be loved or feared? 3, 2, 1.
Love.
All right. What would you rather play, beer pong or flip cup? 3, 2, 1.
Beer pong. Yeah.
Yes. Which country star is more iconic, Reba or Dolly? 3, 2, 1.
Dolly. Hey.
What is more you are 4 for 4, folks, or 3 for 3 actually. What's more frustrating for a gentleman? Whiskey dick or premature ejaculation? 3, 2, 1.
Whiskey.
Yeah. Is it normal to go number two in front of your significant other? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
No.
What?
I'm a no on that, Andy.
I was badgering Willie because he failed to say, he went big time news anchor and was scared to say D-I-C-K.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. He was scared to say dick, Luke. And you can say dick on this show, man. We can, you know. Okay, last question. If you know a friend's significant other is cheating, what do you do? Tell them or stay out of it? 3, 2, 1.
Tell them.
Tell.
Yes.
All right. You guys need to go on a camping trip. Now... I want to take a break from getting under the influence to talk about who influenced you. I have questions for both of you about the meaningful songs and artists in your life, okay? I got to talk music with you a little bit. Luke, what was your first concert?
My first concert was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Ooh. Wow, that's a good one. What was yours, Willie?
Mine was Jimmy Buffett at Jones Beach in 1993.
Yeah. Yes! Okay, what is the, if you can say, I mean, this is hard to answer. What comes to mind if I were to ask you what is the best concert you've ever been to, Luke?
Metallica.
I love it. Okay, what about you, Willie?
Mine was Jay-Z 2009 Continental Airlines Arena, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Nothing like it.
Love it. Okay, Luke, what song played during your first dance with your wife?
Gosh,
you're going to get in so much trouble, dude.
I'm screwed.
Willie, do you know what yours was?
Is Lenny Kravitz, I just can't get you off of my mind.
So maybe it was that, maybe not. Willie, do you remember what yours was?
I do. It was B.B. King and Coco Taylor, Something You Got. Great song. If you don't know, check it out on iTunes. It's an amazing song.
Okay, Luke Bryan, America wants to know, what is your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to is All Night Long, Lionel Richie. Yep.
Wow. All right. Your American Idol castmate. What about you, Willie?
I go Hero, Enrique Iglesias. I'll get down and put a chair around backwards and just slow jam it with everybody. Yeah.
Wow. From the man who beat me at Lip Sync Battle, I might add. Luke, is there one song that when you first heard it, you thought, man, I wish that song were mine?
Woo. Jason Aldean, Big Green Tractor.
Luke, lastly, what performer made you want to become a musician?
Probably the band Alabama.
All right.
Yeah. Willie gets it.
I got you. Yep.
Luke, on American Idol, you decide who gets a ticket to Hollywood, but I've just booked you a one-way flight to Shady Town. I have questions. Pick your answers from the bobbing heads of your fellow faces of Idol, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Ryan Seacrest. It's time to start feeling judgy. Okay, Luke, who takes the longest in hair and makeup among that group?
Katie, definitely.
Not Seacrest. All right. Who are you most likely to grab a drink with after a taping?
Katie. Well, Ryan, you know, he's got 7 places to be, so once the show's over, he's got to fly back across the country, so.
Right. Who has the most awkward chair dance moves?
Lionel.
Whose critiques do you disagree with most often?
Katie.
Who needed the most help getting their at-home setups together? You! Okay, I love it. Okay, Willie, you have interviewed countless celebrities face-to-face. You refuse to say the word dick on Watch What Happens Live, but this next game is going to make you face another feature. It's time to play that Clubhouse Closet classic. Is that Willie's Willie? I'm going to show you extreme close-up of crotches. You guess if each one is yours or that of another famous man. Okay, is that Willie's Willie, Willie?
No, I don't wear a chain on my belt, so that's not me.
Okay, that belongs to Eric Estrada. Is that Willie's Willie?
That could be my Willie. That's a good-looking suit.
That's a vintage 2016 Willie Geist Willie. Is that Willie's Willie?
No. That looks like a cardigan or something. That's not my
No, name. It's a costumed Willie on Halloween in 2018. It is your Willie. That Willie's Willie?
I don't even know what I'm looking at there. So I'm going to say no, that is not my Willie.
That Willie belongs to Billy D. Williams. Is that Willie's Willie?
Ooh, goodness. It is. I see the script. But boy, what's going on there?
That is a seated Willie, circa 2015. Yes. Is that Willie's Willie?
Can I get a drink during the shot, please?
Poor Luke.
Yeah, you can.
Came to this. Those look like some jeans I had once. Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
It is. Okay, last up, is that Willie's Willie?
No, I don't think I have that. I don't have that.
No, that belongs to Leslie Jordan, our friend. Thank you very much for playing. I love that. Luke, Michelle R. Emailed us and wants to know, what's the most annoyed Caroline has been at you while in quarantine? I'm thinking maybe she might be annoyed that you didn't remember your wedding dance song, but that was very recent.
Well, during quarantine, I've developed a somewhat of a bottle of wine drinking habit a night, which makes me snore a little more than usual. So she is tired of my snoring. Like, I'm very close to a CPAP machine at this point after quarantine.
Wow. Thought you were going to say you were close to quitting the bottles of wine, but no, she's getting a machine. Smart man. Luke, your song Huntin', Fishin', and Lovin' Every Day lays out a few of your favorite activities. So I want to know which other country experiences are just as important but couldn't fit into the title. It is time to play Never Have I Ever Country Edition. I'm going to list off things you may have done in honor of your new song One Margarita. If you have done the thing I say, take a sip of your margarita. You got your marg there? There you go, he does. Okay, never have I ever ridden a tractor shirtless.
So drink if I have.
Correct. He has. Okay, that's super country. Never have I ever texted with Shania Twain.
Never.
Do you have her number?
She refuses to give it to me.
Never have I ever planted a crop or a vegetable garden.
That's gonna be a double shot.
Wow. All right. Never have I ever had a conversation with Miss Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter. All right. Never have I ever gone muddin' on an ATV.
Oh, come on. That's yes. A layup.
Oh, my God. I've never said muddin' before. Never have I ever had shrimp and grits for breakfast. Wow. Oh, my God. He's going to be tanked after this. Never have I ever smoked it up with Willie Nelson.
Never have.
Oh, my God. Never have I ever been over to the Judd's for a meal.
Never.
Never. Never have I ever worn all camo.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Never have I ever milked a cow or a goat. Yes. Okay, last up. Never have I ever had a drink with Alan Jackson. These are so specific. No, he is not. All right. Okay, very good. I love that game. He's pretty country, as it turns out. Willie, Josh W. wants to know, which of your co-anchors has the most difficult time reading a teleprompter?
Oh, Joe. And he would tell you that if you were sitting right here. I think Mika reads it the best. I'm a distant second. And then Joe is like, he's that horse that was wounded and just finished the race just to, you know, just to say he could, but he's not really in contention.
I love that. Luke, Callie F. wants to know if you agree with Garth Brooks' decision to pull himself out of the running for CMA Entertainer of the Year.
You know what? It's kind of it's a 50-50 thing for me because, you know, if I'm in there and somebody else gets the votes and wins, I don't want to, you know, you don't want a charity. You don't want to win it by charity, but, I mean, it's a 50-50 thing. I do agree. I get where he's coming from too. But when I win something, I don't want to have any doubt in my mind. I want to be like, you know, I won it. I crushed it. I'm the man. And, you know the deal.
So you might rather beat Garth than win without him in the category.
What are you trying to start here, Andy?
I'm really not. I really am not. Willie, speaking of Joe and Mika, we got a question wanting to know if you ever feel like a third wheel with them.
I don't feel like a third wheel. It might appear that way sometimes, but no, I don't. I feel good. We mix in together. We've been doing it for 13 years. So no, I don't. I can see why people might think that, but we got a good thing going and have for a long time.
Okay, Lou, Kelly H. said, since you toured with Lady Antebellum in 2012, what do you think of their name change to Lady A? And the Dicks changing their, the Chicks changing their name. I think the Dicks would be a great name, by the way. I mean,
the Whiskey Dicks, maybe. I don't know.
You know, I think that's a great question. Woo! You know, I don't think they were anticipating the aftermath of being called Lady A. I can say that for years, everyone in the community, in the country music community, has really referred to them as Lady A, only because when I would say, I would call and say, hey, get the Lady A guys on the phone, you know. I think it was a great option for them to choose. It just, now it's tricky, but like I said, who knows what they'll have to figure out, but God, what a mess, you know, what a mess in the aftermath of removing Antebellum.
Yeah. Willie, so you're broadcasting from your basement these days,
from
Willie?
Garage. So I get up 5 o'clock in the morning, get a cup of coffee in my own kitchen. I put on a tie and a jacket. I got jeans and bare feet or jeans and slippers, walk across the driveway, go into the garage, do 3 hours of television every day. There you go. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, yeah. And are you turning on all your own equipment and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm a one man band here.
Same. The amazing NBC guys came and set the whole rig up, and they'll come out if something goes wrong during the day. But in the morning, it's just me. And you and I weren't trained in tech necessarily. We're just pretty faces.
No, we weren't.
I'm not pretty faces. And so it's a lot, but it works. It's amazing what they've done for us.
Yeah, well, you guys are killing it. Luke, what do you want people to take away from the album?
Well, I mean, I want people to have fun with the album, have songs that they can have fun with. I want people to, you know, I put some songs in there that really have some emotional stuff with them. I mean, there's a song called Build Me a Daddy that's really, you know, emotional stuff. And then, you know, with my albums, I wanna always talk about kind of what's going on, where I'm from, the people that, you know, pay homage to the people that I grew up with. And, but like I said, I mean, it's been an album. The singles that have already been off the album have been a lot of fun. And as long as I can play those songs at my concerts and let people dance and have fun, that's kind of what I really love being about. And this, I like the album is doing that also.
Willie, what do you think it's going to be like to cover all of everything that's happening while all staying at home? Do you think that's going to be, I mean, you guys are doing it so well, but everything's going to heat up so much in the next 2 months.
Yeah, we've got a good rhythm down. I mean, we've been doing it since March 13th or something like that, whatever that Friday was when the world shut down. So we've got it down pretty well. I think some people may start going back into the studio. I think some of the guys on the weekday Today show are already doing that. But the truth is, Morning Joe is so many remote shots anyway, even when we're in the studio, that we know the rhythm of the show. We know how to do it. I think the difference just is, we're not going to the Republican convention. We're not going to the Democrat convention. We're not going to be at all these polling sites for the most part where we usually go this close to an election year. So it'll be weird. It'll be different to cover a historic election from your garage, but it's what we've got.
There you go. It's time for tonight's Moment of Mazel. I know that the idea of summer fun looks different this year. Case in point, Luke's been tending to a giant cornfield. So for those of us who can't experience the usual summer traditions or even grow crops, I'm throwing it to a guy who knows how to add more life to anything. You know I'm talking about Carl from Summer House. Take it away, Carl.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Watch What Happens Live. It's Carl from Summer House. And I know we can't go anywhere this summer, and you want to make the most of it. So I got a few ideas that might brighten up your day. Number one, listen, camping at home. I know it sounds a little crazy, but get a tent, get a sleeping bag, get some s'mores, tell some scary stories. That could be fun. Number two, cooking. Listen, try a dish you've never ever tried before. There's plenty of resources online to help you achieve your culinary masterpiece. Number three, working out. I know you gotta get that summer body right. Do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, run, go for a bike ride. Plenty of things to do there. And last but not least, call an old friend. You never know how that might make your friend feel or how it might make you feel. Hope everybody stays safe and has a great summer. Take care.
Thanks, Carl. Summer agrees with you. I want to thank Luke and Willie for being here. Tomorrow night, we'll see you after Beverly Hills at 10. Watch our after show on Twitter live now. Good night, everybody.
Megan, it's hot, it's summer, and we are still stuck at home.
And your problem with that is, you know what I love to do from the comfort of my own home?
What's that?
I like to binge watch Bravo shows.
And now you can watch some of your favorite Bravo shows, including full seasons on Peacock.
Peacock is NBC Universal's new streaming service, and it's chock full of Bravo content.
You can stream full seasons of Below Deck, Below Deck Med, Southern Charm, and The Real Housewives of Dallas today.
You can learn more at peacocktv.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It is the after show. Luke Bryan's new album is called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. I love that title. It's available now. Willie Geist is on Sunday Today with Willie Geist, Sundays on NBC, and Morning Joe weekdays on MSNBC. So, Willie, you wake up at 5 now and you get on the air at 6. Is that right?
Get on the air at 6. Up at 5.
So what time did you use to wake up for a 6 a.m. On-air time?
4:30. I bought myself about 30 minutes. I do most of my research and work the night before when I go to bed, but there's just something about bare feet and a pair of jeans and walking into your own garage to host the show. And then I'm back after the show. I'm in my kitchen at 9:02 a.m. instead of that full day that I always had. So it's a good way to
Luke DK Ferraro said, ask Luke what cologne he wears. I met him a couple years back and he smelled so good. My husband got jealous because I stood next to Luke in every picture just to smell him.
Wow. Wow. Well, Keith Urban taught me like this. Just take a bunch of Tom Ford and just blend it in the air and run through it. So it's just whatever. Just
That's not very country, Luke, running through the Tom Ford.
Yeah, no, it really isn't.
Keith Urban crushes my smell, by the way. He smells a lot better than me.
I bet Keith Urban's never ridden a tractor without a shirt on like you have, Luke. Willie, Oliver T. wants you to rate Joe Scarborough's band on a scale of 1 to 10.
Joe Scarborough's band is a good... I mean, if we're the Rolling Stones are a 10 or Luke Bryan's a 10... I'll give him like a 7. The band's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He's a good songwriter. He's got an amazing band around him. He's good.
That's okay. That's great. Luke, Gina J said, considering you've performed with Taylor Swift before, what do you think about her surprise new album, Folklore? Are you always shocked when people actually pull off a surprise like that?
Well, I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but it is amazing, you know. You know, for me to be successful, I have to work 4 months before my album comes out to eat, you know. So, you know, just the day that I can just wake up in the morning and put an album out that afternoon, that I guess that will tell me that I finally made it.
Right.
By the way, we got an email from Robin D who said she read somewhere that you and Lionel Richie recorded some music we haven't heard. Are you ever going to release the songs?
You know, I recorded some stuff under Lionel. It was a project that Lionel was working on, and you know what? It's in Lionel's world. So he must have heard it and determined that I was awful and didn't want to release it.
You stunk it up. He got Keith Urban. Listen, I want to thank Luke and Willie for hanging out with us today. The album is Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It's available now. You can download it. And check out Willie on Morning Joe and Sunday Today. Thanks, you guys. Super fun hanging out.
Thanks, Andy. Good to see you, brother. See you, Luke.
See you, Willie. Love you, bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.